This episode of the Season of Sports is sponsored by CompareMyVPN, the home of the best independent VPN reviews. Visit them for their exclusive VPN special offers available on the market. A VPN will enhance your online privacy, unblock popular streaming content and live sporting events. Visit www.comparemyvpn.com and check them out and see what they have to offer. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Season of Sports with me, Azmir Begovic. Really excited to be back with you guys. Great time of year. Lots of things to get into. We're going to focus the show mainly on NBA free agency, as you can imagine. Just an incredible few days. The first 24 hours of NBA free agency was just incredible. So many things to get into with regards to that. I'm going to go through my winners and losers of the free agency period so far. See if you guys agree with that. And of course, we'll finish off with a huddle to get a couple of your questions in that you guys have sent through us, to us through social media. So really appreciate that. But before we get into that, a couple of things to touch on. Firstly, I had the pleasure of being at the Yankees-Red Sox game in London last weekend, the London series, the first ever games here in London, which I thought was an incredible experience. Felt like I was in America. How they transformed that stadium into a baseball stadium was just a great thing to see. 2 days, 60,000 people each day. Amazing attendance. It's just a great reaction from all the people and the London crowds to baseball being here in London. So they got two big franchises. Obviously, I'm a Yankee fan. Couldn't be better to see the Yankees play. Just an awesome day. I had a great time with my friends, and thanks to the guys at MLB for the amazing hospitality. Another thing to touch on is the Lionesses. They made it to the semifinals of the World Cup in France. Unfortunately, lost 2-1 to the Americans. Great run for Phil Neville and his team, but just couldn't quite get over the last little bit. And the Americans being so strong in women's football, unfortunately, took that game and went on to the finals. So, but well done to Phil Neville. I think they captured the country once again. Football, women's football is growing in England, and I think it's amazing to see. So hopefully that continues, and it keeps growing and keeps growing all the time. So best of luck to everyone there. So let's get into some free agency news. I'll go through a few of the deals with you guys, and then I'll give you my thoughts on everything and pick out three winners and three losers of the free agency period, in my opinion, so far. Well, we're going to start with the Brooklyn Nets. They made a huge, huge splash, signing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving right off the bat. Four-year deal for Kevin Durant, $164 million. Four-year deal for Kyrie Irving, also $141 million. To finish off that top, big three, they signed DeAndre Jordan, who's a good friend of theirs. So we'll get into the Nets a little bit later, but two big, big moves just to get it started with Irving and Durant signing there. So well done to the Brooklyn Nets. Boston Celtics replaced Irving with Kemba Walker, 4 year, $141 million. I think a good replacement salvages things for the Celtics. This is making quite a championship contender. But, he's a really, really good player, and I think he's going to flourish playing in Boston. So that's a good move. They also added Enes Kanter, who they needed. They need a bit of size, they need a bit of physicality. I think they also need to fill out the roster with a little bit of more of that. Because they've got quite a few smaller guys, so I think they need someone to pick up those rebounds and protect the rim. Klay Thompson stays with the Golden State Warriors, 4 years, $190 million. Had to stay there, obviously, with great loyalty to that franchise, been there a long time, so I think they had to reward him. Kristaps Porzingis signs a 5 year, $158 million deal with Dallas Mavericks. They obviously acquired him middle of last season to pair him up with Luka Doncic, who I think form a really good 1-2 duo. I mean, this would be a really good duo to build around for the next 10 to 15 years. I think both really good ages, really young, seem like they're going to get along with each other. So Mark Cuban's done some good business there. Jimmy Butler goes to the Miami Heat in a sign and trade. He signs a 4 year, $142 million deal. Well deserved for Jimmy Butler. He's grinded his whole career. Deserves this deal, and just a great player and someone that Miami Heat needed to replace Dwayne Wade with. Someone is the face of the franchise, someone who can really carry them to the next level, and I think he's a really, really good signing. So well done to the Miami Heat. Tobias Harris stays with the Philadelphia 76ers, 5 year, $180 million. I think that was a bit high. But, you know, it still makes their lineup formidable. Maybe now the favorites in the Eastern Conference is at this moment. Kawhi Leonard has not signed in with any team. Has not signed a deal yet. So very interesting to see where he ends up, you know, because if he leaves the Toronto Raptors, I think the Philadelphia 76ers probably go to them. To being the favorites in the Eastern Conference, can we say that? Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson, and now Al Horford being being part of that starting lineup. You know, I think he was a big guy. Al Horford fits really nicely into the 76ers. I think gives him a lot of leadership and really good experience there. So I think he's a really nice option for them. Chris Middleton signs with the Milwaukee Bucks. 5 years, $178 million to be that number two option behind Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's just got his new trainer out by his new shoe, the Greek Freak, Nike Freak Edition. So I think that's a pretty cool shoe. I got to check that out, especially if you're into your sneakers like I am. So really nice signing for the Milwaukee Bucks. Keeps that core together. Brook Lopez re-signed. His brother Ropen Lopez signed. So good get there. Unfortunately, they lost their point guard, Malcolm Brogdon. He went to the Pacers on a four-year, $85 million deal. So that was a loss for them. And we'll see if Eric Bledsoe can really carry the load in that front for the Milwaukee Bucks. Nikola Vucevic re-signed with the Orlando Magic. 4 years, $100 million. I think that was a nice move. Now to a very curious move, D'Angelo Russell agrees to a four-year, $117 million deal with the Golden State Warriors and part of a sign-and-trade that obviously brings Kevin Durant to Brooklyn with a couple of draft picks. Don't see this as a huge long-term fit, but we'll get into that a little bit later. The Warriors are one of my teams that I need to mention later. J.J. Redick signs with the Pelicans, 2 years, $26.5 million. Very, very nice move. Bojan Bogdanovic, fellow Bosnian, 4 years, $73 million, going to the Utah Jazz. Really, really nice pickup there. Julius Randle signs a three-year, $63 million deal with the Knicks. So I think he's a solid veteran pickup. Harrison Barnes, 4 years, $85 million with the Sacramento Kings, which I thought was an underrated move. Patrick Beverley, 3 years, $40 million to re-sign with the Clippers, which I thought was a great deal for him. I mean, what a guy deserves. Has been there, started his career in Ukraine. Made his way really from the bottom. So I thought that was a great deal there. Guys like that, you really like to see getting the rewards from there. So pretty awesome to see. Well done from him. And then the Phoenix Suns. We're signing Ricky Rubio. Finally getting a point guard, 3 years, $51 million. Let's see how that fits. We need a point guard, so we have to get somebody. And Ricky Rubio could be the guy who fits our bill. And I wish him all the best. And really nice to see the Phoenix Suns being proactive and filling a big position of need. So those are just a few of the notes, a few of the signings that you guys have seen recently. I'm going to get into some of the winners and losers of the NBA free agency so far. I'm going to start with the winners, who I believe have done really well. I'm going to start with the Utah Jazz. I mean, they're now one of the favorites in the Western Conference. You've got to say they added Mike Conley through a trade with the Memphis Grizzlies. Bojan Bogdanovic signed free agency at Davis, Jeff Green. They lost Ricky Rubio and Derek Favors, but I think it makes that team very, very strong now. When you look at their starting lineup of Mike Conley, Donovan Mitchell, Bojan Bogdanovic, Joe Ingles, and then Rudy Gobert to finish off that starting five, makes that as good of a starting five as you can have, I think. So Jazz, definitely one of my winners. Love what they do. They got a great coach in Quinn Snyder, who's going to do a lot with this team. So, it'll be very interesting to see how they match up with everyone else. Of course, the Brooklyn Nets. Listen, anytime you land Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant went healthy recently, maybe arguably the best player in the game. All credit to them. DeAndre Jordan as part of that big three now. Really good glue guy, team guy, does all the little things well, rebounds, block shots. So Brooklyn Nets, well done to them. Listen, 3 years ago, this team had absolutely no draft picks, no future. Sean Marks goes in there with Kenny Atkinson as his coach and really transforms this franchise in 3 years. And full credit to these guys. What an amazing job they have done to transform this team into now a big contender, especially when Kevin Durant comes back from his injury. I think this year they probably won't compete for a championship, but the year after, when he's back and healthy, then they'll be right up there. And it's funny because Brooklyn Nets, last in league attendance this past season. I don't think that's going to happen again this year. So incredible to see them making these moves and making something big happen. My last winner, I'm going to go with the New Orleans Pelicans. I mean, you know, this whole Anthony Davis saga, I've been on this for months now. You know, they need to move on, get, you know, deal him somewhere. Obviously, he wanted to go to Lakers. Get him to Lakers. Pick up what you need. Take your medicine and really rebuild the franchise. Now, them getting the number one pick, nobody expected them to do so. Getting Zion Williamson really fast-tracked this whole reboot and gave them so much hope. And David Griffin's come in as an executive now, running the basketball operations there. How he was out of work for 2 years, I'll never know. But David Griffin's come in and has done an incredible job. He is... he's added JJ Redick on a two-year deal. He added Nicolo Melli from the European League. He's added Derek Favors. Just some really, really smart moves on his behalf. And of course, getting all the pieces in his trade, the likes of Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, and all the draft picks, plus Zion Williamson, Jackson Hayes in the draft. Just a great couple of weeks for the Pelicans, I think. Moving on from all the negativity, there's just a complete new vibe in that city. Just incredible job. I'm gonna have to buy myself a Zion Williamson jersey, of course, to rock that. But just a great job, David Griffin. Hats off to him. And they're definitely one of the winners of the last couple of weeks, and definitely the free agency so far. So that finishes there. I'm gonna move on a little bit to the losers. You know, I think this is always a little bit tricky to pick right now. But one, you've got to go for the Knicks. You know, just so much hype about the Knicks, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, who's coming, and you don't end up with anybody. Now, what I will say about the Knicks is they are being normal. You know, there is a bit of stability there now. RJ Barrett's come in. Hope Kevin Knox takes his progression forward. They've added some solid veterans in the likes of Julian Randle, Taj Gibson, Elfrid Payton. These guys are all okay. Couple-year deals, steadies the ship. You know, brings a little bit of pride to that franchise, doesn't stunt any of the growth for the young players. So I think the Knicks are being normal, sensible. If you're not going to get the big guys, fine. Don't do anything crazy. And they haven't done that. They haven't done any bad deals. So in that point, I think they've done okay. No problems there. We don't want to get into any issues with any bad deals. And I think from that point of view, the Knicks just got to give them a little bit of loser just because of all the hype and what they've really pushed and wanted to do. And then, you know, ultimately didn't get there. Second loser, I think, of the period. Listen, you've got to go with the Warriors. You've lost Kevin Durant. You traded away Andre Iguodala. You're going to lose Sean Livingston. Kevon Looney now is re-signed on deal. So that was a bit of a good stopgap. You traded for D'Angelo Russell. Now, I don't know how he's going to fit there. I don't think he will. I think it's just a case of holding down the ship until Klay Thompson gets back. And then maybe use him as a trade piece at the trade deadline and get something in return. You know, I don't know what they're thinking, but it's not a great period for the Warriors right now. You know, they're going to struggle maybe to make the playoffs next year. We'll see how they're going moving into arena. Just not an ideal. I think a little bit of a negative vibe. So I think I got to pick the Warriors as my second losers of this period, as difficult as it may be. Now the third, and this is again maybe a little bit harsh, I would say that I would go for the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, a lot of noise, D'Angelo Russell, point guard, need a point guard, who's going to come in and fill that void? they didn't really fill that void. Karl-Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, I think they need that leadership from the point guard position. Not getting anybody to fill that void for me is a little bit surprising. So don't really see the future there. Is Cat really going to take that next step and maybe become an MVP contender? Not sure what the Timberwolves are doing. They're a little bit in no man's land, it feels like to me. I can't see one way or another where really they're going to improve and push this franchise to the next level. So, yeah, not sure what they're doing there. And I think from that point of view, that makes them my third losers of this period so far. So, yeah, those are my three winners and losers of the free agency period so far. Never easy to pick these things, but I think those are the teams I'm going to go for. And now we're going to move into the huddle. This is the part of the show where I answer your questions. I really appreciate you guys getting in touch with us via social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Follow our pages there. We love hearing from you guys. And the question that comes in is via That Boy Daryl on Twitter. What's the best under-the-radar move of the offseason so far? That's a great question. I think we've touched a little bit on that. I think Bojan Bogdanović to the Jazz is a little bit of an under-the-radar move. I think he really puts him in the upper echelons now of that conference, or of the Western Conference. So the Utah Jazz, really, I think that was a nice move. I think Malcolm Brogdon to the Pacers was a bit of an underrated move. I think he now puts the Pacers in the upper echelons of the Eastern Conference. I think that was a really, really nice pickup. And then, you know what? I'm going to go for Al Horford. I think he's never been the most glamorous guy, but he meant a lot to the Celtics. You know, he was the Joel Embiid stopper when they played the Sixers. He really put a lot of leadership on that team, led that team by example. And I think with the young core, I think it's almost a bigger loss than it's a game for the Sixers, because Enes Kanter, is he a leader? I don't know. Kemba Walker, can he lead the likes of Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum? Can he really help be that vocal point? I think Al Horford really kept that team together. So I'm really surprised Danny Ainge let him walk. And now he's joined one of the biggest rivals. It's maybe even a bigger issue for them. So those are probably my under-the-radar moves. We'll see what happens, of course. So this brings me to the end of another episode. Really appreciate everyone listening. Just a great time of year. Can't wait to see where Kawhi Leonard ends up, what happens with him, where he goes. If he goes to the Lakers, then it becomes, you know, three of the top six players in the league in one team, and they become the favorites for the NBA championship. So I can't wait to see how the rest of the free agency period unfolds, what other trades happen, transactions. I'm sure I'll be back with you guys soon to analyze everything. But I hope you've enjoyed this period as much as I have, and can't wait to see what happens in next in the soap opera that the NBA is. So keep listening to us, Audio Boom, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think of the pod. We love hearing from you guys. Keep getting your questions in for the huddle whenever we record episodes. And huge thanks to our sponsors, VPN, CompareMyVPN. Make sure you head to our website, CompareMyVPN.com. To check out all your online privacy deals. And we'll be back with you very, very soon. And appreciate all the love for the pod. Thanks, guys.